In the wake of the London attacks, British Prime Minister Theresa May wants new international regulations on the internet, criticising big companies for providing extremists with safe spaces online. But cybersecurity experts warn policies that drive extremists underground could hamper the efforts of authorities to catch them, as David Taylor reports.
Cybersecurity experts say efforts to drive terrorism offline could backfire.
If you start taking them off these platforms, all of a sudden you don't know who they are and what they're doing, and it'll drive them to more underground areas.
Nigel Fair is the director of the Centre for Internet Safety at the University of Canberra.
When they're using mainstream social media, you can monitor them and see what they do, where they are. There's a lot of metadata around this with geolocation and other services that they're using. You can get a really good picture of who that person is and monitor their activity for some time.
It's almost better the devil you know.
Absolutely.
In response to the attack, Theresa May has called for greater international regulation of the internet.
We need to work with allied democratic governments to reach international agreements that regulate cyberspace to prevent the spread of extremist and terrorism planning.
The UK Prime Minister says big internet companies are partly responsible for providing extreme ideology the place to develop.
We cannot allow this ideology the safe space it needs to breed. Yet that is precisely what the internet and the big companies that provide internet-based services provide.
This isn't the first time the Prime Minister has asked multinational internet companies to take more responsibility for their content. Last month, she promised an industry-wide levy so that companies would foot the bill for policing the internet if she wins the upcoming election. Cybersecurity expert Nigel Fair reckons that seems reasonable.
There's a responsibility for these organisations who profiteer very handsomely from us using them to do the rules of the road.
Facebook has condemned the London attacks. In a written statement, Director of Policy Simon Milner says, "We want Facebook to be a hostile environment for terrorists. Using a combination of technology and human review, we work aggressively to remove terrorist content from our platform as soon as we become aware of it." Twitter also says it's working to tackle the spread of militant propaganda on its website. Nick Pickles, the UK head of public policy at Twitter, writes, "Terrorism content has no place on Twitter."
Well, yeah, I don't dispute they work hard, but I think they still need to work even harder again.
In the second half of 2016, Twitter claims it suspended nearly 400,000 accounts for inappropriate content.
David Taylor reporting.